Remember to unmute myself. Good morning, everybody. My name is Mary F, but my middle initial is A. That's why I went there. From Stockton, and I am a grateful compulsive overeater. First of all, let me just thank you. Hi, everyone. Thank you for the invitation to speak this morning, and I pray that this topic is one that I have had to learn the hard way. And let me just give a little background. So gratitude, you know, my mom's, our family always was big on celebrating the holidays, especially Thanksgiving. It was more or less an eating orgy. And they would start cooking days in advance. And all up into the wee hours of the night before Thanksgiving. And then eating would start from sunlight to sundown with enough food to last over for the next couple of days. But one of the things that my mom used to make us do before we would have dinner was sing this song. And it was a song that she learned from her mom. And her mom's mom. And the name of the song is Count Your Blessings. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Why don't you count your many blessings, see what God has done. And not only did she make us sing it, she made us sing all four verses, all of them. And so that is a tradition that to this day, continues in our family. And yes, I make my grandkids sing it. I have the words printed out for them. And even though today we won't be gathering as a family, I'm going to try and figure out a way for us to continue that legacy. But counting your blessings is a, I won't say it's a chore, but sometimes it's very difficult, especially because this year has been, I'm just going to say it for lack of a better word, this year sucks. It sucks. So I started off the year by having carpal tunnel surgery even before the pandemic came in. And once the it was like maybe several weeks before we got the orders to shelter in place. So I was already on house lockdown. And then when the pandemic came, then there were more months of lockdown. And for me, it was devastating because when I want to binge, what I do is isolate and lock down, and I don't leave the house, pull the curtains, and that's what I do. So I found myself in a very, very precarious place, and what I had to end up doing was using the tools. You know, I forget sometimes I have selective amnesia, so I forget sometimes that I have tools that I can use to work this program. And so one of them, an action plan, was the one that saved my life. I had become a person who was doing over 17,000 steps a day. I was very happy with that and very pleased with it. But then when I had to shelter in place and because of my arm, I was doing less than 1,000 steps a day. This was devastating for my body because I need to move because I have arthritis very bad, have had it since my early 20s, and I am now 70. So I've had it for a long time. So my body needs to be active. It needs to move. And so I had to come up with an action plan, which included dancing. So I would put on these oldies. I would put on that song Happy. And before I knew it, I was back up to 10,000 steps. And now I'm back up to 12. So I'm grateful today for that action plan because it made me look at what I was doing and it made me take action. So every half hour, dance, 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 dance. And I forgot how much I love to dance. And so anyway, I'm grateful for that. So let me just share with you because I know my time is running out. I like to talk. But giving thanks. I found this article on the Harvard medical school site, and it said giving thanks can make you happier. November kicks off the holiday season with high expectations for a cozy and festive time of year. However, for many, this time of year is tinged with sadness, anxiety, and depression. Certainly, major depression or severe anxiety disorder benefits most from professional help. But what about those who just feel lost this time of year? So research and Thanksgiving season can actually lift the spirits, and it's built right into the holiday, expressing gratitude. The word gratitude is derived from the Latin word gratia, which means grace, graciousness, or gratefulness, depending on the context. In some ways, gratitude encompasses all of these meanings. Gratitude is a thankful expression or appreciation for what an individual receives, whether tangible or intangible. With gratitude, people acknowledge the goodness in their lives, and in the process, people usually recognize that the source of that goodness lies at least partially outside of themselves. As a result, gratitude also helps people connect. On that checklist, there are a list of directions that are helpful for us to, when we're falling into a slippery place in our recovery. And so, one, do you have a sponsor? One who has what you want? Do you really listen at meetings and try to contribute? Am I working the program beyond step three? Am I trying to practice the principles of the program at home and at work as well? And then the last one says, do I ever express gratitude for having come this far? And you know what? When I said I was a grateful, compulsive overeater, that is not something that I was always able to say. It was painful to say. No, I wasn't grateful for this disease. I wanted what I wanted, when I wanted it, and as much as I wanted. But today I can say that I am grateful to have discovered OA. I am grateful for this program, and I'm grateful for the honest appraisal that it has made me take a look at from March the 18th. And it's a wonderful quote there, and it says, to stand on one leg and prove the existence of God is a very different thing from going down on one's knees and thanking him. And I'm not going to try to pronounce that name because it's very difficult for me. But I'm sure you're familiar with it. And so giving thanks for everything, turning my anxieties about things that concern me, my worries, my fears, my shortcomings, my family, my friends, the state of the nation and the state of the world. Giving thanks for everything. And then I turn to April the 20th, which says, in essence, not in the clamor of the crowded street, not in the shouts and plaudits of the throng, but in ourselves, our triumph and defeat. And that quote is from that quote. There is no greater triumph than feeling good about myself. And that is why many OA members state that I am a grateful, compulsive overeater. And I have grown in this program, and I am grateful for my triumphs in this program. And even more so than that, I am grateful to have found this place to recover. Then next, I turn to May the 25th.
Mary, we have 5 more minutes.
Okay, well, then I'll make that one the last one, and then I'll try to wrap it all up together. Thank you so much. So May the 25th. To every dark, to every hour of the light, and dark is a miracle. Every cubic inch of space is a miracle. Perhaps now is the time to express my gratitude by offering what talents I have in service. And you'll find that later in the body of that reading. It says, a gift for speaking can attract many who still suffer in the program. Gentleness and understanding are qualities that everyone wants in a fellow member. And then what that brought to my mind is fellowship. Because one of the things that I have come to appreciate this year, you know, it's not the best of years, but it has made us turn to technology in order for us to connect over the miles and over, you know, even over the oceans. I've heard from people in different countries during this pandemic that never would have taken place without this sheltering in place order. And so what I found is a fellowship. And the fellowship goes way beyond our 90 minutes or hour of meeting time. The fellowship goes on a deeper level, which means checking in on one another, making sure everybody's okay during this time. There are people that you haven't heard from since the start of this pandemic. I would encourage you, as a part of this OA fellowship, to reach out to those that you haven't heard from or seen. Chances are they're suffering. Chances are they may be in relapse. Chances are they may be in the throes of their disease. Chances are they may be recovering, and your call may be a blessing to you as well as a blessing to them. So I'm grateful. I am grateful. I am a grateful, compulsive overeater. And even with all of the distractions that occurred during this hour, it just shows that we have fortitude and we have commitment, and we are all together now. Thank you so much again for allowing me to share. God bless you, and happy Gratitude Day.